This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I really wish I had happier, more optimistic news to bring you on today's LA Local, but I've got to be honest, it's grim out there. First, there's the staggering news on LA city budget deficit.
The gap between anticipated revenues and planned expenditures for fiscal year 25-26 is nearly $1 billion. This is an enormous hole to fill.
Then there's the massive funding cuts headed for the University of California system.
It's no exaggeration to say it represents a kind of existential threat to the core missions of the UC system.
Last but not least, Jackie Robinson's page removed from the Defense Department's website because of DEI?
Everything involving Jackie Robinson has some tangential reach to the Dodgers. And so it's personal.
Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your doom-scrolling host, Jonathan Service. Coming up on today's show, the University of California freezes all new hiring as they are hunkering down for deep cuts in federal funding from the Trump administration. And what in the world does Jackie Robinson have to do with DEI? I guess not everything is awful, though. The Dodgers are still on track to have a perfect 162-0 season, so there's that. But let's start with some ugly financial news for the city of Los Angeles. Heading into this year, even before the devastating fire in the Pacific Palisades broke out in January, the city was several hundred million dollars in the hole. Then there were the generous new contracts handed out to city firefighters and police officers. Topping it off, there's the slowing economy and sputtering tax revenues. KNX News City Hall Bureau Chief Craig Figner gives us the full slate of bad news for the City of Angels.
A $1 billion budget deficit for Los Angeles going into the next fiscal year starting July 1st. The news was shocking for Los Angeles council members. You could see it in their faces. On the question of how Los Angeles got to this terrible financial place, well, the city has been dealing with an enormous decline in business and hotel tax revenue for more than a year now. Even this year, the city is operating with about a $300 million budget deficit. So that carries over into this new fiscal year starting July 1st. And then add to that the Palisades fire disaster, which will create a huge property tax revenue hole and pay raises for all labor unions.
Therefore, the gap between anticipated revenues and planned expenditures for fiscal year 25-26 is nearly $1 billion. That makes layoffs nearly inevitable. We are not looking at dozens of layoffs, but thousands.
Matt Szabo making the announcement to Los Angeles council members. I talked with council member Bob Blumenfield, who last year was the chair of LA's budget committee.
You know, the math doesn't math unless you also look at labor costs, because that's 80% of our expenditures.
But you're talking about labor deals that were negotiated mostly last year under your leadership as budget chair. Do you regret them now?
I mean, if we knew now what we, you know, then what, you know, then the answer would be, yeah, we should do things differently.
There's the possibility the city will go to the labor unions, including police and fire, and ask them if they're willing to, or if their members are willing to, give back some of the pay raises, generous raises, that they negotiated over the previous year's time.
Yeah, that possibility is looking more and more likely. Craig caught up with Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who made it clear that she'll be asking for either some leeway on those new labor contracts signed with city employee unions or asking city employees for givebacks.
I will just say that to resolve this budget, we will absolutely do it with the workforce, our partners in labor, for sure.
That sounds like a tough get.
Well, there will be discussions. I didn't say exactly what the get would be, but the point is that labor will be involved in the discussions about getting to a balanced budget.
What is your message to city employees who, hearing this news today, are a bit anxious?
Well, my message to city employees is this is an extremely tough time that we're going through, and it's really important that we look at every aspect of our work. We have to continue delivering for Angelenos, but we also have to have a balanced budget.
We'll make efforts to bring you the reactions of firefighter and city police officer unions in the coming days. But you can imagine that in a city where we're already short on first responders, they will not be too excited about giving back some of their new raises. All right, let's spread out the pain of today's podcast just a bit and get in a quick break right now. We'll be back with a UC system in crisis and some genuine outrage about the scrubbing of Jackie Robinson from the Defense Department's website. I'm Jonathan Service, and this is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Well, the hits just keep on coming for the University of California. California's premier higher education system, considered to be the best in the world, was already staring down possible cuts of $400 million in funding from the state government. Now throw in threats by the Trump administration to slash medical and science research funding, key to its mission, and the situation is dire. UC's president, Michael Drake, announced a hiring freeze today. That is likely to be just the start of the financial pain. I talked with Annie McClanahan. She's an English professor at UC Irvine, who is also president of the UCI Faculty Association, and asked her how they will weather the storm.
It's no exaggeration to say it represents a kind of existential threat to the core missions of the UC system, both the education of undergraduates and graduate students and the production of research for the public good. It's very clear that this is an intentional effort on the part of the federal administration to destroy universities, maybe even particularly public universities from within. And so far, the main offensive response from California and the UC and other institution has been in the courts, but it may require stronger leadership than that going forward in order to prevent the worst consequences of the federal level cuts from being felt among the people of California.
You mentioned California's significant war chest. I mean, all of this, the timing of it could not be worse for UC, and I mean, also extends really to like state and county governments as well. California is facing a multi-billion dollar, maybe tens of billions of dollars budget deficit. There is already a proposed nearly $400 million funding cut to the UC system. How do you guys deal with that, manage that?
California has $300 billion dollars a year in state spending and is the fifth largest economy in the world. So that $300 billion doesn't even count for its ability to issue bonds. And even if federal funding were somehow reduced to absolutely zero, which is more than even Project 2025 aims for, even if that were the case, we'd be talking about roughly a penny for every dollar of state funding would cover all of the federal funding that the UCs could lose. So we think it's entirely within the capacity of the state, not only to ensure that the UC doesn't face the cuts that have been already proposed from the state, but also to make up the difference of any potential loss of state funding, federal funding as well.
Let's end with this. Can you tell listeners what material impacts this is going to have on education and research carried out by the UC system if Trump cuts as much money as he could?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like to say that this is an existential threat is not an exaggeration, precisely because it has such potential tremendous impact well outside the university itself. I mean, the clearest example is in terms of students. We simply cannot continue to offer the same quality of education to the students that we have been able to offer if our class sizes increase by 50%, as is already happening as a result of the cuts that were put in place for this year. There are departments that are having to teach the same, you know, faculty to student ratios are going up by 50% or even 100% in a single class. We cannot continue offering the same education to them that we have been offering if we have these funding cuts.
She also worried about stifling ambitions of future generations of scientists when they realize how fickle federal funding can be depending on who's president. Okay, now to Jackie Robinson. You know, the man who endured years of racism, segregation, and all-around hate to break Major League's color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers. You know, the Jackie Robinson who is honored by every Major League Baseball team each season when all of the players wear his number 42 on the jerseys. You know, the Jackie Robinson who is arguably modern America's first civil rights leader, that guy. Robinson also served as a lieutenant in World War II, interrupting his baseball career to help fight Nazis. And as a reward for all of that, the Trump administration eliminated Robinson's page on the Defense Department website that tells his story. It was part of Trump's DEI scrubbing of the federal government, although no one yet has been able to explain what Jackie Robinson had to do with DEI. After some major backlash, Robinson's page was restored on the DOD website. I talked about all of it with legendary Dodgers broadcaster Charlie Steiner. He actually saw Robinson play back in Brooklyn. Steiner was dumbfounded and angry.
I have one word for the entire thing. Why? Here are the Dodgers. They played the first two games of the year in Japan. The story would have been, under normal circumstances, Dodgers beat the Cubs. They're 2-0. They're on their way home. The season begins next week. And then this. I have no earthly idea, as one, as you know, who grew up in New York as a Brooklyn Dodger fan and am old enough to have actually watched him play at Ebbets Field. I go back to the initial answer. Why? I don't understand.
I can't help but think that this is personal for the Dodgers. I mean, Jackie being such a transformative star, this one's got to strike close to home.
Everything involving Jackie Robinson has some tangential reach to the Dodgers. And so it's personal. Again, I don't understand, and I don't know there's anybody who is in a position to make this decision. Why now? Why today? Why a week from opening day? It defies any good taste and logic.
And, you know, I'll just throw one more at you. The fact that Robinson was actually court-martialed for refusing to sit at the back of the bus during military training, I think in Fort Hood, Texas, I guess it's like an especially egregious nature to scrubbing him off the Defense Department site. I mean, he was a pioneer in baseball and then a pioneer trying to fight segregation policies even in the military.
Let's not forget, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier long before Martin Luther King. He was a civil rights leader. Whether he wanted that title or not, that was the reality. And again, to take that away in any way, it's sad that people still are thinking this way in 2025. I don't get it.
Amen, Charlie Steiner. Neither do we. All right, I don't know about you guys, but I'm exhausted from all of the bad news. So let's end on a happy note at the very least. Your Los Angeles Dodgers finished their season opening sweep of the Chicago Cubs in Tokyo, winning last night, reaffirming hopes of a World Series repeat among giddy fans. John Baird ventured out to the Cosms Sport Facility in Inglewood, where said giddy fans were up super early at 3 a.m. watching the Dodgers in Tokyo live.
Dodger fans were a little bit bleary-eyed when they left the Cosm after the Dodgers' second straight victory to open the 2025 season. And of course, they opened it in Tokyo against the Cubs. These fans think this team could go all the way again this year.
You know, we're 2-0, so that means, you know, we're 1,000%. So let's go, man. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's get into the parade, bro.
What'd you guys think?
I think we're going back to back.
And maybe a dynasty? Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of pressure because they're the defending champions, but I don't know. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll have a chance.
Yeah, I think. How about you?
I mean, there's a reason why we signed on Dave Roberts, give him an extension. So I think let's make it a three-peat and make that contract worth it.
The last team to win back-to-back MLB championships, the New York Yankees. That team actually pulled off a three-peat from 1998 to 2000. For these Dodgers, that seems well within reach. See, cheer up, gang. It's not all terrible out there. Believe me, I'm trying to convince myself as much as you guys. This has been a bad news edition of the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Keep your chin up, everybody. See you tomorrow.